Okay, I would like to welcome you all to this joint venture between Oslo Linux User Group and the Norwegian Unix User Group. I guess that Toltec should have some honor in this matter as well, since Knut Irvin here introduced RNJ Saito to Lug and Ulug. So, Adam is involved in development of KDE. He's going to talk a little bit about what's upcoming for version 4. From what I've heard, somebody is speaking of October. I don't know if that's true, but...
October 23rd.
23rd, okay, all fixed.
To be exact.
So, let's stop with the teasing and turn the show over to our main talker tonight. Go ahead, please, Aaron.
Excellent. I'm actually just going to bring up a KDE session really quickly here.
Yeah.
Go for it. There we go. So I'm actually going to show you a few things live. How many people here run a free software desktop, either at home or at work? Okay, great. Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised. I've been to Linux users groups before, and everybody is like, oh no, only use it on the server. How many people here use KDE? All right, great. And the rest of you, we love you too. It's totally cool. I'm actually really happy to see that a lot of you are using a free software desktop. So, we're going to take a look at where the KDE project is right now, where we are in the days to come, and where we're going to go beyond that. This is one of my favorite quotes. Dante Alighieri, an amazing poet, said, "Everything that is desires to be, and as we act, we unfold our being." I think this really describes how things work in the free software world. How many people here have contributed to a free software project with code or whatnot? That's brilliant. That's actually a really, really high percentage. That's excellent. So I'm sure you folks will understand how that applies. KDE3 was 10 years of that in the making, of people acting and unfolding their vision. Today, KDE3, we've released KDE3.5. We've done 6, soon to be 7, minor releases of 3.5. And if you think about what is KDE3 right now, well, it's stable, it's very well supported, it's mature, we've got all kinds of management facilities for it, lots and lots of applications. We have, maybe except for you, because you know the answer, can someone guess how many commit accounts we have to our Subversion right now? How many people can commit code to our Subversion repository? Well, I'll guess. One guy's shrugging his shoulders. More than that. Anybody have a guess?
200.
200? Try over 7 times that. We have over 1,500 active SVN accounts right now. That doesn't include most of our translators, who perform an absolutely valuable service, but most of them, we have one person for each language, if that, who commits. And there's a lot of people that used to commit many years ago, it's 10 years. The average lifespan in a free software project like KDE is actually less than 2 years. It's more around 12 to 18 months. So we've had thousands of people have contributed to KDE to produce, ultimately, what is KDE 3.5. We've got many of the most impressive desktop applications in the free software world based on KDE 3, such as Amarok, K3B, Digicam, applications that a lot of people use, even if they don't use a KDE desktop. So this has been a really successful project, and as somebody who's been involved with it for a few years, a really fun project. The question is, how do you follow up on something that's this successful? We have millions of users around the world. We have individual deployments, right, that are over 100,000 seats. So how do we follow up on this? Well, first of all,
My Slack email, if you have key.org/mailing list, you'll see a list, a mailing list, and we have a lot of support to do, which you need support to develop. One of the kind of challenging challenges of being a software project is you don't have absolute control over how to crawl happens. It's people's circumstance. However, I found a certain amount of presence team like this over years, there we go, and it looks hard because it was concept. I need to show you things, so it's pretty exciting. I hope to be able to do as well. How do you follow up on something that's successful as KD3? That's like a complete lot. Well, one of the things that we identified with KD's project was as fun as it was, as successful as it has been for us, we didn't have a clear vision of where we were taking it the other morning. Well, let's take a step first and start the project. Just click on over 10 years, say, okay, now, KD's program environment, a very clear vision in life. Make limits using the virtual portals and start to do that. If you get a little bit of interest, something that's useful by list, anybody. Including my girlfriend, and someone who doesn't know language, most but, alright? And he said he did an environment, had to have a web browser, a file manager, email reader, and a chat center, he had a goal in mind. And everybody, got to manage, see you later, guys. And we all went door, and we wrote lots of code. Yeah. We lost the idea of a vision. There we go. Where we're trying to get to tonight. One thing we've done with KD4 is we said, we're going to try to make an experience. A coherent experience. We're going to recapture that vision. And most of what encapsulate into one of three categories. That's the ability, portability, and function. And in the course of the transition, we're looking at two of these categories of information, and so it's going into what I'm going into, besides each of these parts, each of the functions. Abilities are one, coming down. So, questions? So, I'm going to start with you. To get some background from me, one of the aspects that we want to learn from the is that the graphic doesn't mean you do mine. That's where we started with the Oxygen, I came up with a name, much of meeting in Berlin, a couple years ago, and what we had some artists that were developers, and one of the things we said was we want to give a rough share to them, and one of these artists said, let's give them all to Oxygen, because this is fresh, right? And so that's exactly what we did. And the problem is, with the KD, this week from appeal to a half for the final project. To go, we've done it, and it's not important. That's your problem for us. Well, that's just an example of how to make one of your own. So we started by looking at there's the icons in the hardware. And one of the things that we had thought was the icons in kids over time. They started out very small system, but they became more and more inconsistent. And it can be kind of cut out for you. We also bought the global colors, multiple everywhere. We also identified the fact that we wanted to do force resolution independent in the interface, which means that as the screen sizes have changed, both smaller and larger, and also as pixel resolution improved, we used a smaller interface to scale. So we actually called the group of decisions. One was to have the scale vector with the graphics for the SVG format as the visible base for all of our icons and all of our artifacts. We have a KD4. We turn from users' icons, and it kind of doesn't look crazy from there. None of the users know, so it's under which style. And we want to not the source SMS as well. So we want our websites, not only websites, to merge with that visually. We want the application artwork to work with that visually. Just like, we want our mouse, it's not an example. No, I'm audio engineer here. And I think I can make audio that sound like that looks like. Okay, that's cool. This is all about creating the experience experience into some network systems together. And both the other systems, the KD4, and next to a Swiss machine, or Mac OS 10 machine, the average user looks at it and goes, I want Linux on KD. I want most running KD. I want that because it looks good, it looks like it belongs. We were too long in the first software world, lived as the reason of the function would be to have your Google or we, you know, you know, what kind of community. We're trying to bring it up to liberals to a number of patients that other old extractions is not probably even a solution. Yeah. And that's because people with their unborn prize, which I don't think that's here to worry about. Okay. But in English, we say if vegans looks good, it should persist, something will taste better. So, and decided that we decide to really internalize that the user ability of the is part of the process. You can't have a good or a different usability and a different vice versa users. The two go ahead and nice, but how? Yeah, so it is. I'm really, this is a, you know, these are actually the best for really just a state. So the I for this. Hey, there's a resolution. There's, so, he's talking about let's get it. Which allows this one to go to or to say, okay, hey, given this service that's for debug, for how? So I'm going to be forward to getting a, you know, active window, access to it, to pay for this low resolution, just to see how good or why or how not good we're going to use it. Most of regular person user video and light sensors, etc. You can see LED has really option icons is on as well as the empty new stuff we have. Allow still can program these and minimal references are restricted to not our control. It's simple, but we're moving to a manner that is slightly more any for the hands of the point. Not the lower side, I'm session. And by the way, the session would stop us, the least two or all pieces. I was just on the other right now. And this point is the second part of the duty is usability. Really nice. It's not. I'm sorry. And I have this beauty because it's something that makes things me feel good. It works. And I work for this part, it doesn't feel good. We've been working with the user and the ability probability quite excellent. And something we identified that we're thinking about 3-4 years ago is that the usability criteria actually has actually for software we're called, very separate. And the usability process actually is very traditional, more much less traditional, secure, not relevant. Then, and much like FreeSoft, Sinclair has both changed the language, how software works, how it works. We figured we should apply similar principles and have this model change how usability works. Fortunately for us, we found some on your groups, one crazy souls, basically, in usability art history, who are good at us. And they found an oversight on usability. If you have a business, sit on usability.org and you're interested in human interface or the computer interaction, do so. Very good guy for this, very good people. They help pretty much any open source project that comes along and will do ask for help this interaction with users. And their focus is scenario. On integrate in their efforts with the development process. Doing so in, so you want to serve up free software. So get rid of this, get design, people have people to sit by these users, tell you what they do. If they're working, really great people, actually, the their big mind, contribution to KDE 4 is to create a new traditional human interface guidelines, or set human interface to kit that which are both modern, as well as comprehensive. We expect to be finished policy 4.1.0. We expect actually implementing their software probably 4.1 and 4.2. We have time to run such a thing from scratch. Yeah, what we need about it is that it's something that's really recent or driven. And not just in the sense of doing research on users, which they are, as well as trying to find existing users software, and I use usability research, but they're also now searching on us as developers. We had a developer meeting in our town that recently was in and over here this summer. And one of the usability people, she came along and she actually tested the developers who were there to find out how our platform minds worked. And the question, why? Well, because this guideline is meant to be followed by us as developers. So if that's if it was written away, part, it is incomprehensible for us to develop developer service. It actually finds its way for software is diminished. So there are actually many guidelines with developers really being in mind. So if you have things such as, if you meet other guys like from Apple and Microsoft, you know, you'll find their riverboat, the long, that's what they're going to do is provide a very simple, straightforward, fact things about the driven way that, and you can drill down my own reasons and rationale. So if the version they're doing, not just looking at the user side of it, but also looking at who's going to create and implement these guidelines. And of course, this is important because it's opportunity to be useful, our users are happy. You know, it's less for a quick, but it's the person that can get out there. And for us, these numbers, actually, these guidelines can be very much for you. So it's not just an interface guidelines. We're actually designing an entire piece of the software around the IW building. This is a screenshot of what we told now we need to hear. Our file matters, and we're called Dolphin, in KD4. They're just excited because they understand why, and how that design is important. And it's really rough, but that is important. We're training a file manager that's important specifically for file managers. It's a cost-based number, it's an amazing work for a piece of software. It's the ultimate power tool. You can do almost anything you want with it any way you wish to. This is for myself. For the average user, however, it's a bit hard to deal with. So we're providing five management tools specifically for the other group of people. We're not getting a conqueror, we're not stripping it down, we're not removing functionality from it. We're providing another management tool. And that's the whole reason why we could provide right and use those numbers as well as powerful. The third component is everything. The main it's to build a transparent, it's still having the capability to maintain both things like having out actions, depending on what file you have. Fortunately, in future, I've maintained one, we have, there's a Instead of being on the raw URL control, there's a lot of options on the record file. I'll just show you. Some directed file manager, been working in contact. I've got patches all over the place. The new framework, I'm working in the lives. K4 platform, which is a tool that very much doesn't seem to mind. Now that I can't do it. I think this will, I'm really excited to write a book with KD that applications are two of the Chrome basically. Well, it's been built with a robot debug to this year, so hopefully
we'll have the distribution
with this deadline of the problem. I agree with that. Crap, it's coming up. We could break binary source map. I believe only on 3.0 or maybe decent.
I guess I'm going to wait.
So, one moment. Yeah, if you want to expect to choose 1.4 chip, 1.8 on debug, and happy to learn for the college page, for Mark. So, it's like all there. So, our last chance to have a bug from here. And this last time, us when we go in, as opposed to it, having a raw URL. But we're for most users, are much done. Raw URL is actually much really fast as possible. Well, and delay, because you have no idea, it's boring. For web browsing, it's fairly hard work of familiar conk, but because it needs to be HTTP or MPLA, FTP, it needs to and see all of that, most of them are for all of these other protocols, which part of it is very hard to allow to have a wrap. However, we're not modeling that sacrilege of device, we're not sacrilege in the power to be silver, it's a network. We can go in and take a look at the protocols, that's sexy. And also with the web these. Well, you go in, click on the icon, pull all the buttons you have, actually, value to, etc. So, you said, what happened? Run the button, which is, you know, well, need more buttons, but you also just click on the option of that, once on the and again, if you if you all the yourself, go to any button, click a person, find a hole, and find their cell holder. That's one example of example. Running up the new button, you can't see on the interface, this actually needs to be built up. There's a reason to vote for PC, or PC, or done. I'm also, the editor of the board here, the now supports the tag and metaphor. So, user can either annotate KE or file, fly, is that right? Now, we vote, let's go right in. As you, KE, over. Then the Mexico information chain through this. So, in a lot of ways, it is really just you can use it and you can still use it. Most of the same technology is about it. So, it's our body and strain marks, which is slightly different from our way of interacting with that with all things needed, such capability we want one more. One that's tuned for simpler usage, also, and for file DSU management, and one that's tuned for your advanced DSU services and pressing the housing paradigm style. So, the third element of this beauty class is on the graphs for what I do. And it's simple as you can, as long as it's this is where T4 is really, really helpful developing this out. Actually, also there's a few really key components. One is the drawing engine called Ballparker. And this is a lot of really, really nice features. Let me show you just how it was that page that I wanted to be at. So it does things such as it was able to do for Alpha Channel and all others. Well, it's a lot of regular dashboard of combinations of whether it's source or rest or and with for three, we can do things such as offer, etc. You will do it today. What it means is, for my brain to do paint, for my like you would build a lovely statue, I have a on screen done from a sophisticated desk and the laptop. So we have a built in with me, actually, support. Happy. So we can take a scalable background graphic and put them directly on the screen. And that's for Q. Already in K4, we have several that are just being used, such as games. Which is a full team graph based canvas, which gives us the ability to make things such as display multiple images, email items, a lot of with animation, and interaction, student information, dimensions, you bring transmissions on the way. It's all hidden away. The beautiful thing about all three of these technologies that are in Q4 is that it's dense of tools used for the application developers. They're all very nice. It's not a trivial thing that you need to achieve if you don't even scratch it. Fortunately, in that tech, we have some of the bullet points in doing graphics and wake up in a bunch of world. We've also had soft people such as that Russell Kirsten and Andreas, and they spend a lot of time on working on these technology trends and making them simple to use, sort of like, so that we can give them to application about that first, and it can use the basic, basically. Yeah. All right. This is leading us to be able to create what I call GAN interface apps. One of the things about the human mind is that it evolved for millions of years to help us survive in a natural environment, the natural world. We are optimized, if you will, for the universe. Natural selection. Our computers are optimized for hardware, software, and algorithm. And those are programs created in the world. The universe is an extremely complex chain. And a several computer graphics is optimized by Bell, for example, my chat. He was sensitive to the fact that the problem is with creating realistic graphics, that you're not as all the time in the universe to test what makes graphics make. I mean, that's a computer. So we've got a lot of really cool challenge of simulating the universe. However, when we actually make interfaces more like the passive world, they work twice in their mind. They feel like being natural. They just simply seem to have less friction and slow. So this means that things should disappear. They should. I mean, somewhere, they should be able to get up now that it's like the problem side of things should act in a way that's much more resilient. I'm just like, so I'm just going to put my own way. And I can really keep it. Oh, that's what I'm going to do. 80%. People don't want to have a percentage down. That's what they're going to do. Okay. Yes. They're just going to stop. They want to be able to find these. They want to type in. So we look at these. Some of the things we're doing, for instance, that's what we're experimenting with, one, for using people achieve what we report, really want graphics. If you're having sessions, physical sessions, you look at so that calendar objects that are in your desktop, in IC, interact with each other in more view, realistic fashion. So, here's an example of from a calendar. A physics engine that I would actually be working on, listening to my music in the desktop. And all that you see, like, not only this is, generated, promoted, and I've got some information, the actual set as mathematical constructs, can still click on this size, PM, find density, things about fiction, etc. Which is why I might move faster to find some people extend surfaces and actually others, find about Eon, and spring deploy for emotions, well, these gravity, the interconnection, and if we want, lots of them, then apply to that these connections, these interfaces, these other superior, gravity mass, for example. This is going to allow us to actually create a desktop environment that works a bit more like the real world. This is a screenshot of a Cisco money card. I like to show it because who does this stuff? We put so much effort into this, that feels prettier. And they have an entry into open up their system monitor. And it looks exactly like it does next week. So, it's a pretty good idea. This is what we have in the case of D4 and it shows a lot of different elements. I'm sure the background will have red using SVP, so as you actually expected, they pixelated well, the nice. I think our simulation is playing, but the different color in the ones you can see right through that algorithm, they have an element channel. You can empty and see lines, there's a strong check in lines, you can get some really nice for it, for lines. I think all this that's useful to help about a work for free by using Q4 for power. Again, this makes it easy for people working for main applications, but it's not free. I don't know about you, I actually about using pretty, right? Not pretty. They all level 2 have pretty. Actually, functionality is of course important. I guess if I get views, and I think too. I'll get that exactly. On that time, I'm successful. So the second major goal, is to ask more for us Russians, has been portability. Shine. But what is that portability? There's really, two sides to it. There's inbound portability and output portability. Release. Because inbound state, this is going to be easier for software to because the one, this is on KDE, it's already done. It's on KDE, that's the whole world. Well, output that's basically saying, also for KDE, that's the one, not on KDE, that's one. Because that happened. Done. We had some goals. We have some looking at portability opportunity. Use our imagination. Portability goal number one, the means is developers time. That's CCR, it's running in the same presentation. You know what others are pretty here on the media. How do they use the power bit? Power blood right on that. So we have to be like, well, I'm going to do that to me. But you have to your part for that. Right? And that is, developers absolutely have a key. But right, doesn't go, my developers might see the code and code information going on, right? Which we have to build it out for applications. Unfortunately, right now, and now, you want to last quite writing free software, or free software, it's a desktop. It's not such as Libby and on the enterprise as Linux. There are thousands of people who are doing the same thing, but identify on Windows and Mac, there's a class. So we figure that if we bring our computer tools and technologies and also choose developer things that are on their whole platform, we introduce or send it to more developers on it to the free thing about the world. And hopefully, as people get it, we'll still want to use a good number of them. To start, they want to bring the free software, they want to build our authenticity monitoring tool. So, I'll help you both want to reach the application, and you can't face the outcome, as well as improve the number of people who are starting to be on base technology to this. Our goal is to prevention. Spreading out the standards. Or, my job is to let your students provide the first class of or say, open up the format. They're really just getting my support and outlook for, say, our open exchange. It's not on the radar. In fact, it's against their best interest to doing so. By building applications that is chaotic or contact on Windows and Mac OS X, we feel we can spread the reach of open standards. And by doing so, we can open up a market rate for now. We have to choose between can I run some drawers and some links on Mac or do I have to pick between a server type technology or my option for Mac OS? We want industry to remove that position. So they can make the money. It's about heterogeneous and review environments right now. And not lose their review, they function on it. We don't need them. Nice side of you, KDS. There's no benefit to the KDE project for me direct say, but the KDE are pretty cool. For instance, our user base, that's already there. And now, the application of the availability is going to file increase from many days, so people have made applications and tag whether they're running for those or the answer is your ultimate layers or is on Mac OS or there. These are particular goals, right? The KDE project, so these are nice, these are all set of actions, that's already there. So, ultimately, here are platform steps now. What we can do. Linux has always been our protocol on the reference case of the platform, only because we have more people, developing on with kind of fat time, having that set of actions. And so our libraries are back in the application that we're based on this space, our all supported for actually first year. We're going to back in the workspace, and the whole workspace continues. It's considered to be the actual desktop, the UI comes in more panels, the window dimensionality, and all that. So it goes on. Back in, it's another panel, a little bit, but even their D project, pieces that sit behind the scenes that provide a platform for specific functionality, for some multiple to that one, which means the identity, or in quite cool, human size. But there are of course layers, there is the VSD today, and general units. We have that, to work on the KDE basis. We have a several different solar units. The other units are to search our app I saw their database shrinking. But the new ones, these are the kids in the block and lock it out. We're excited about this. No one has, it's one of the map Microsoft. The library's great, and now build and work for right? The backend is an application, or a program, people have some great classes. In fact, the backend is hardware, be cool, and multi-tech. We need to appear, and we actually need 4 1 4 deliver, or 2 later release, as much as one bit. The workspace, though, however, it's kind of on Windows or Mac OS. And the reason for this is pretty obvious. Two reasons. Number one, it's easy to have a new manager, and you have a desk, and you go off, and you have thousands of functions, you don't need that software, because you say, add a rock, and you on the other hand, we also see it as a way to provide maybe a unique selling point for proposition for the free software on the web versus pay. We are people in the midst of our for the software. The software is not right now, it will be our primary focus. It's possible to save some libraries back if you work well. So that's out about that. I'm thinking of more people to report on more virtual platforms. What about if they're embracing on a platform completely bugged? Well, the number one way we do this for us is through stat apps and search. We use a specific thing called DeepSpot for a search for process communication. When it's traveling, it's talking to each other at the and see how you can form a complete use raw stuff that ruin and technology as well, and instead have an iteration replaced it with a project with DBus, which is a standard that is at finesse.org. It's used by various projects, including GNOME, the latest kernel, and other pieces of software. This allows our software, for other people's software, to work much better together. This is also the Minecraft database. Up until now, if I were an office vendor or system integrator, it's deal with Minecraft, which stands for KE, and Minecraft stands for Firefox, and Minecraft stands for, Minecraft stands for Apache, etc. With shared Minecraft database, we now use one set of databases. And not just desktop, you may notice that you mentioned the Apache web server. Apache is moving towards the same Minecraft database specification. This is us at the Microsoft Desk Web Talk, realizing that we will create some entire stack of software that aren't just focused on the desktop, but also include the server. This is something that Microsoft does really well. They walk into like a little bit of GPs, you're fully back, and find another one, which you get kind of sort of an instance of hostile money. We give people a lot of flexibility when we deploy integration. We're with these kind of standardization processes, we're not able to give people standardization and flexibility. I think it's a very cool thing. There's other things to say, since I funding is in specific applications. It seems like a basic thing to do, but it's actually a lot of work. We now not share my funding between saying that the software that's not paid for. We're going to just to standardize search metadata, presence, which is being nice to master today, notifications, and perhaps even one of the most common things we're doing of components, and that is being a job, but not regardless of the all of this, which you can have to be first IGN, implies we're going to have more people to talk to, more people to support, more people to coordinate. The way we're looking to meet this part of the movement is through a website called tech. If you go to tech, because I've got already, you can see what we do here. It's a wiki, if you get careful, as you would expect, right? We have a dozen people on the show that are tier one people that watch the guest, absolutely single entity. But a few days, right? So, with our jobs and focus groups for this, our options, developer rashers, and lead from the doctors. So, if you click on the progress. Developers have one story. It's on the sprint saying, okay, develop it all on the bar here. They'll step you through. We'll go step by step by slowly come down. How to get the source code, so it's going to build and address a case for everything to be in. You may need really copy the cases to the command line. This language command line goes, do that as well. If you were involved, you're software project here. I have to highly recommend cooking this approach. Every single day, we have new people coming onto our IRC channel saying, okay, like all of these instructions, like some tech space, I have to force that up. There's a piece of two, I think. Right? This is really low money, really low barrier to the point where we're getting daily new people together. Actually, we're looking at a little presentation from just like 2 months ago. So we have 1,300 plus diversity accounts and now we're over 1,500. Which will give you an idea of growth this is elsewhere. And this comes over back to you. But the development page, so tutorials, AI documentation, you can actually for, including the job, schedule, something like that, talks. This is all about educating, right? And keep that software for developers, whether they're part of the efficiency is project or their core, but for developers, once they up to speed, they are just trying to make any software. Well, if you go in there, you'll find where you can step by the trouble and build it through the world, make more and more, make something more complex, more complex, as well as the things, the actions, how to write files, like TLR, and Lash, which is really KKK, and XTC, and this way, components, plugins, etc. We're not really developers here. We're all looking at the dozens of minutes, creators, and educators. And so the launching point over the next year allows us to start using hardware program that we're putting out in that product that is able to help build a community and an art user and four interactions with people and companies and look at that. They'll target the mid-market, they'll also allow the computer to start right now. This is where such people have portability and quite a shot for that. That's the function. It's like one needs part, right? It's like a big of uniqueness. Yeah, it's really got to fit more portability. I do that's a lot of working hard work. Otherwise, it is. But it's hard to work hard and just see. Funny, it's always hard to tell me because it's new and after it's, that's the more you can do this controller. You can play. Before you have it, yes. So,
one thing I noticed is that you can play the case that they do not really scale of a dumb like the present or less of a server. If you try to lock into the play, which is right, it's very constant. It's better. Stop. I'm pretty sure you don't have to side of let me just say that it's resolution from the nerve and weaknesses is a subject on ongoing and current support for control tech. How far will
This is very exciting item for us. Accessibility allows everyone to use software. Whether or not you have full control of your body, that's lovely. Then everybody has their own final control, like that. Right? Some people have wheelchairs. No one can see physical or hear noises. Every system is physical information, right? Accessibility opens the world to software, desktop software, that really, for better or worse, is designed to provide an able body personality, visually sight, which is conditional before. Obviously, we have a nation of space technology, and they use this to understand speech and speech magnification liberation, access key support. I think they're important. They're wonderful by accessibility. 4.3 introduces actually accessibility that OT bus provides the solve for the issue. This is important because many governments and educational institutions require a noise accessibility information that they purchase and support. Also, this is a huge undertaking. We actually develop very fast tools to use the bus within your application. If there's a computer software resolver, D-Bus is very simple. There's two tools that are being called that lot. One is testing and talk communication, Kaufman protocol. D-Bus or Dash Roll tell us. What it basically does is it serial logs some devices, data from one application, making sure probably you must as well as whether it be making it now software for making it or any information on the level of the name, whatever unit was inside. And these serialize on the other side. It allows for remote computer calls. Plus for inspection, only different also allow for signals. So an application can publish a signal and be listened for by a number of other applications. D-Bus itself is a very low-level piece of technology, and really can work at that level. However, it's designed that way to be efficient and affordable. We've written some really nice findings for D-Bus, which if you made absolutely very trivial to you, that's not serious. That happens that originally, with a far-sighted vision, being able to bind this to accessibility and signals. Yeah, and with you, 4.3, we have to achieve that in your chat. It's a huge undertaking, but we're successful at this point. So, anyway, this brings us with a much to the point where we have disability requirements that are required and set by some many government authentication institutions. I'm going to start covering a few of the frameworks now. We have experience with these four things. You can't buy it. So much attention. Just looking at a solid check. Part of awareness show this is a framework that allows applications to be aware and hardware. Professor Kovac, this allows you to do things such as when your network cable I plugged in, and twice a year now, and here's a framework based off your desktop or email, start checking your email. Or this can have my interface, like Peter, when you plug the network or cable based off checking and telling you 5 minutes. You know, I can't contact my connection server. I'll tell you what, no kidding, I just thought, dude, I thought that cable would be number one. You also research a lot of things such as, we have applications to get large enough to easily ask, okay, how many people you ask, what services you ask, you can't. And you have sorry, no people. Hey, let me know when 7 minutes something is plugged in, sovereign, like that, no, I have USB, turns off this, etc. I can say, now, see the bell, what's solid is like, it's the very nice interface piece of software. It's an interface that we're actually for locating, whether you're a cute out, maybe you're a cute out, maybe you're a cute out, you know, it also starts to pass away all the platform dependencies. This change anyone to running for the DRMS or something, or Windows, or because for Mac, in school, or AS, whatever, and it's different from operating system, operating system, have to. Solid types, like, levels of detail, that's it, has to give you one unified API. Yes, dude, every operating system does the same. So, this allows us, for example, system monitor here, I'll show you how to use process tables. And this is actually all in solid now. Show yeah. So any application can actually take a look. Look, and see, the code probably doesn't have to be very familiar. It's easy to use API. Move on by this platform. Email independent. This was something that important both we wanted to extend in and for applications that live in hardware, as well as main management. So those applications are hardware. For ultimate, that was a feature. You must write a really cool platform. The software means that as the learning platform changes, the application software platform will have a change, which really creates a application that happens on the radio software. We don't have to be better software. This is something we're dealing with multiple media, which we get to be cut to in a second. So we can actually see how the multiple backend requirements, as well as the DRM, different kind, and with those other information, that's the really hard. How are we going to see the management, network management, hardware discovery, etc. So obviously, depending on the platform, we'll start rather than backends, because we probably want to have to deal with this, and 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 this, we have multiple parts. Only work. There's nothing else you available when we start getting into D2. So well, as there is a billion, that's your reason to take it. So branch will give you positions, and we have a whole bunch of source code written that was written directly to you from parts. That was one kind of problem. Yep, the problem was that multiple developers, as always, I'm bringing you into the world. And it's not like you're much. They tend to create
very powerful, very computing complex, very highly data, beautiful piece of conditional software that you would have our library primarily for pro audio and video. The pro software is very professional. Only the most of us saw as our developers not to be professional audio and media, or DRM professional video. So we're doing things like annotating utility, which we really do, tells for little bits. You can write a long term, no. We're going to write presentations on software. I'm like, people video, they do it in with that. Why can't they do video? Because they're very easily, because we're really painful hard on things to do. So your choice is fun. Aims to do a couple of things. Number one, and the three make it simple. Please, that's why. Now, it's not pro audio, and the reason why video, why? It's for the other goal, 5% of the world. Two people. Literal, right? And I thought some stuff will happen in the real world. Yeah, the other thing about key, it aims to do, is future-proof and make things pop up more. If we have something happen, right, we call key hours, for G-Streamer, which is not, or to core audio, 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 up, down, or map, and fall, or back, down, whatever. We have phone on. People are allowed to, and you, and phone on back in, the final one. They aren't, but just whatever, so the people put you on that pop. They are. It's a lot, it's right, very good, maybe highly configurable software, software. It's pretty much everything you need to do in industry multimeters and outside of the code world. Another role is also security improvements. So like when if the next art structure happens, the user goes away. No, that's big deal for either us or the two page developers. We just write inside and back end with our developers, the same thing in the app of the day. KPI. Now when I say that, 95% of use the DAs, what does that mean? Well, it covers opening a file either locally or remotely over the network. One of the cool things that we have Gateforce, we have now, because seeking in files with networks, you can play, say, a music view, video, or you can name the file, should the code share system, Amazon Snippet server, and it's going to download the entire certificate locally version, it'll actually provide it. And anything you don't involve looking at the serial, you can actually stop, pause, or pause, fast enough, forward, rewind, simple recording, major recording, you can do this, in fact, this looks like a visual on the actual display, so you can do equalization in those kinds of things. Every use, you expect, say, from your Amarok. It's like board cafe, screen, or video player. You're not going to tell your studio quality, not the 1% saying in the core, but anything that's around the other, it's completely global phone. Well, that makes sense to me. The bit provides nice little feats, and you're like, putting a lot of user being into this process. Really, different input algorithm, input devices, and whatnot, different levels, depending on the kind of, this is also information that's around this. So I'm going to have my music, you know, my institute, or in the office, but I want, I test the abilities, sounds to come through loud, or my games to be really quite so free, look at it, hear that. It's like, I mean, on my suite, my communications, such as when my phone has to be ranked, I want that here, actually, louder than music, so I'm providing super nice SMEs that would be really well. I'll provide the decibel, which is really kind of the voice over the side of the key, all the kind of presence, so on. So you know, voice over the as well as truly actual way to service architecture. We're like, what's on this on our own, and it's actually what they want to feed project. across desktops. You guys, the people have these work team work on this with us. So what's the topic? Yes, this whole thing of extending what we can do to everybody, everyone professionals in the business that are expecting. Well, we'll take time sharing with other people what they offer. There's like a cause of yours. This is application automation. This allows us to easily script application. It's not patient for a developer. I don't need to write scripts for my application. I control it. And I can do a script, or maybe Ruby, or maybe Python, whatever they have computer like. Now, they have this traditionally been actually manually manage bindings. You have to write the code for each language by yourself. Cross keep you kind of level for you. It's your actual code. That was a cross. The top down, we can create a couple of objects. Alright. We can add something you can trigger. Something like say an admin that you need a warm button to like what have you. So the abstract of the nation such a thing. You get a new cross action, we set the trigger. We set the trigger, many JavaScript, JavaScript, Python, or Ruby. We then set the code, that's actual script that the user has input.
Why?
Should
that be allowing us to be able to provide the perfect connection between the different sets of data, such as your endpoints, your trees, your ebooks, and email, and your content. That's built into the point, a sensible, human friend across your relationship with semantic desktop. This is important to you because the amount of information is hammered in desktop today is not insane. It's routine like Google List. My laptop computer has 180 million hard drive. The first people share the phone, I start working all hard drives, and I'll add up to 200 views for 10 megabytes. Then you can all together. Another one, there's no way I'm going to working all out. Now I have a first few examples. We can help share. But we can be 4.1, 4.2, etc.
do when this application is out, they can manage it. So, yes, I don't expect my application list, for instance, 2.0 to the ultimate the hardware aware, likely come in 4.1, that may not. I do, but that means 4.0 will pay more for it. He's cool. Okay. And there's other friends, for example, software, and I haven't talked about this kind of time, but because, you know, we're not confident that we're going to make people tackle this video, so if we all, for those things, you know, as well, but I constantly have to be thinking about this. So, applications make money a little bit. One of the Plasma. Plasma is a project that is working the desktop and the app. Right now, the desktop is a place to put up iPhones. It's a highly inefficient use of the space. It's actually a metaphor for a paradigm designed around the hardware and software limitations of the early 1980s, where you could run one application at a time, and you had a 9-inch diagonal Apple device. At that point in time, you put one disk in computers, you know, really Apple computers, it was on the consumer market. You put one disk in at a time, or a disk, you have a few dozen files on it, everything. Okay, you can literally see every file on your computer on the screen. we have a very strong case to people such as the EU that this is actually, well, a standard, and not just a paper standard, but a real standard. Beyond that, KeyOffice also has a lot of applications you'll find elsewhere in the free software world, such as the Microsoft Asset Replacement Taxi, which is already cross-platform, not even KD3, and provides a full database application environment. Things like Cougar, which you're curious, a painting application, natural media painting application, might be quite slightly different, has a different focus, so it has support for multiple color spaces, especially ones that are aimed towards natural media. Cougar is a business reporting application. There's diagramming, there's charting, etc. So KeyOffice, while also lighter, provides a larger set of applications, K-formula, etc.
Interesting bit is that OpenOffice has 6 million lines of code, and Whole of KB has 5.
Okay. So I got impressed earlier that also based on the whole database. Oh no, completely separate entries, 100%. In fact, KeyOffice, there's really interesting things about the history of KDE. A lot of people go, well, why do you do KeyOffice? Like, there's already OpenOffice. No, there wasn't. KeyOffice creates OpenOffice. Why do you do HTML? There's already Firefox. Or Capco. No, there wasn't. HTML creates the open source. So, actually, we think we have cursor volume first. And these are just kind of pay for that at times. Our educational software. We bring up a collection of 25 applications and growing by the day. Software aimed at students of various levels of education. They're very young. Due to people that are learning, the advanced concepts of chemistry, astronomy, case studies to be a great application. It's taking advantage of the new drawing capabilities in Q4, so the graphics look nicer, the Antelias and Zoom Center. Also, have cool features like remote real-time control. We've got 19 geography applications, including this email widget. We clean the geography application in Q4 or K4 called World. And as you can see, it's the globe. So, that's awesome. Yes, also, talk a little bit about it. I'll zoom in on here. And as you can see, you can search for cities. And of course, you can see not only the Earth, you can also take a look at other overlays such as the Earth at night. It's that satellite view. The KDE project right now is working on a political map version, so that students who are learning geography can look at the big, simple colored versions of the countries, the thick outlines, the major cities. And that's why there's interest there. What it is, this is a self-contained application, so that if you have spiders in your city, you'll be able to tag, say, his photos, we'll try to prove that he is, by clicking on different places of the world. For an application developer, you can say, new model, and you have a 3D, zoomable, and extensible map. And you see a few neat cool things as well. That section free, which is like you can see a legend here, is unblending. You can see the map behind it, same thing with the rows. It's all unblended. And these are features we get free, essentially, with G4. It just allows us to make all our applications a little bit more beautiful. And of course, it's important because everybody deserves free software, even hardware. Kitty games, okay, we can't all be serious. We haven't had more fun in a while. The Kitty games will see a lot of announcements as well. They're making everything SVG and really nice improved modern artwork. It's a really nice selection of fun, but also new light games. So here's a screenshot of the new module launch. I'm going to slide. The first thing is, I scale is down in for Krita. This is, I just resized the window. And the tile has to resize because SVG scale. It scales resolution independent and it's still fully playable at different size. So if I come back here real quick, show another example. This is a KPAP, the Kitty Patients application. This is all SVG based. From the background, so if I expand this, actually expands. The card holders are SVG as well. Again, because we have a double blank support native, that's all nicely done. And all the animations is all done with FAT2 graphs too. There we go. Yay, came up. And because it's scalable, I should now. I'll get really look about hands. Anyways, you can see it's still playable if I can see that small. And this is what we're looking to bring, by the way, when we ask about people putting PAs to all applications, not just things that don't switch. Because at this point, once it is on this screen on a PA, that'd be perfect. Right? So it's definitely a resolution dependent device.
So just want to get back to the PAs, you probably need to remove some of your kind of Norwegian's Rapidinia, Solar information line, have a lot of owners, hopefully, you'll just fill it up so you can see what application you really want to use. So that's important when making application for small screens. You don't need really remove things. You need to remove the context menu. You need to maybe just make a calendar and dates more easy, the whole view as you can see in context.
That's the point where our kind of devices are increasing in resolution. If you look at some set of case put it out, the devices that are wanted to build in hand, looking at devices that are, we had on that desktop computer 15 years ago. Additionally, the ability to zoom in and out on interfaces can often help. So, and this is really just the beginning of things. I can probably talk for hours and hours about what's going on in KD4 right now. Brothers Amarok, Caffeine, Digicam, K-Riot, they've got really nice new gold folding signifiers on K-Snapshot. One of my favorite features, because I had it, but one of the things for someone who does a presentation, does screenshots a lot, who documentation, same thing, if you are going to take a snapshot of a region, you gotta get it just right. So now we can actually resize, that's what I wanted. Actually grab it. So there's little things like that are going to our applications. KDevelop is a jump alone, very nice, making it extremely nice environment, overlay within their KD3. And on. Vines are being worked on for JavaScript, actually, 4.3, which is JavaScript, it's a very powerful system. It's our primary language to drive the actual desktop layer. So if you're going to write your little add-on language for the desktop, we're encouraging people to do that in JavaScript. We've got something called Hotview Stuff 2, it is based on Hotview Stuff in K3. It's part of freedesktop.org now. Combined with a packaging system called Asmagic, allows you to say, here's my little widget in the string language, upload to a central server, authenticate if you wish your GPG key, let them download it. Single click, you don't actually interact with anything, except for that was cool. Installs it and loads it, and that's regardless of what operating system they're running. There's no file code. Java, Python, Ruby, and C# bindings are all either working on or actually working right now. Backends, GStreamer for Window is contributing the Phonon backend, so we are doing very good things there. Zine and NMM, also backends for Phonon are being developed. The Hell backend for Solid. I'm really hoping that the as we touch more developers, we're going to see backends for things like Core Audio, Core Video, and DirectX. So it's a huge world of involvement. That's 5 million code, still a fair amount of code, 4 million ones right now. 1,500 people that have been access. And a generally funny global community of people that both use and support, cheer on, and let you comment on our devices, and we'll contribute code once in a while. That's why, I said, while there's a lot going on, there's always more to be done. I encourage everybody to get involved. Right now, we're creating something that is, as I said at the beginning, looking to make experience for people to use every single day. No longer just a desktop, no longer just a collection of applications, but something that really pushes the state of the art. Something that rivals what Microsoft now is able to do, that rivals what we're able to do. We're not chasing our tail anymore. We're actually progressing beyond that. And we invite absolutely everybody to come join the fun, right? This is exclusionary. We're like, no, you have to be cool, be part of our club. No, this is something we're going to say, hey, want to go out part of the fun? Go ahead. And even if KDE is your cup of tea, if you like some other project, you use technology from the Microsoft free software products, and we see that the entire suite software ecosystem needs support people, whether it's on the server side or the desktop side, it all helps each other. So please get involved. Now, if you say, if I'm not a software developer, I say, I don't care. Because no matter what your skill set is, there is something that you can do if you wish to do it. You're good at promotional work. You write documentation. You speak language other than English, and this night, this comes probably obvious. translation needs to be done. Are you an artist? There's a huge need for unique and good art and applications. The website content needs to be developed. Your support, and of course, software development. So, pretty much, if you really get involved, there is something that you can do. So, don't feel like you can only get involved if you're really good at software.
That's it. Short break for take switch.
I will.
Yeah. Well, we have questions.
Good question. Oh, I have two questions. Good, I have two questions for the tape.